MGTOW men, welcome back. So today's talk, it's not necessarily anything new, but sometimes the things that you have to say aren't new. They're just things that have to be said because right now they seem new in my mind and I don't want to keep mulling over stale bread always. So when I started this MGTOW channel, sitting there on June 15th of 2017, I thought to myself, I hope that this is worth my time. I just hope that I was able to prove to myself that I could do something that I could view as worthy of my mental sweat. I said, it will be a positive channel. I will aim to improve myself and maybe help some other people out. We will see. And honestly, I had a lot of doubts because that was my goal. My goal was to do something worth my time, to put a mountain in my way, but also to communicate that which I thought and I believed in. And I think I needed it at that time. To just have a mountain to climb, I was missing a mountain. And I'm going to be talking about this concept of a mountain, so to speak, this metaphorical mountain. And there was so much that I needed to get out. Sitting there as a MGTOW warrior for so long, I just couldn't sit back any longer. And so naturally, the human survival instinct says, what next? What can I do to help this? And maybe by helping this, I can help that. And if I can help that, who knows where that will lead? I think that we have lost grasp of this in today's world, the world that is consumed by its own downtrodden visage and thought, and we clench onto it and grasp it, you know, as if it was our own. We have to stroke this negativity. It's our own little hobby that we have to spend time on each day. We treat it like a pet. And I think that's opposite of our nature. Our body continues to beat its own heart without us having to think. Our default is survival. And sure, there's entropy involved, death is inevitable, but still each second that we breathe, survival is the default within that second. But today, death is the default. Pessimism is the default. It's worshipped, and what is believed to be positive today is actually negativity. It's actually a myriad of lies and distractions from what is positive. Because while here in MGTOW, there is a resounding pursuit and clamoring for positive thinking and progress, recognizing our own individual control of the world that we exist in and the world around us. And that's not the world that we're living in, though. And it's actually one of the reasons that we are leaving that world. We're leaving that shackle, the shackles to negativity. The blooper world finds that negativity attractive because, you know, it's just sexy to be negative and to be anarchist and to just not care. At least that's what the impression that I got when I dated, before I dated, from other people in relationships. And it's just the general sense. And the more that you try, the more positive your outlook is, the more that you get shot down. And now I'm not saying that I believe in this almighty power and theology of positive thinking. In fact, quite the contrary. I don't subscribe to that because it's not reality. Reality is being cognizant of what you're thinking. And Human, in his chat with DDJ recently, I think yesterday, he mentioned this, that he is not dogmatic towards anything, but he's dogmatic towards this idea of rational thought. I thought that was a really good point. Aware thinking, understanding why you're thinking, what you're thinking, is what breeds the expectation for the positive next step. And it has nothing to do with this false belief that everything will work out as it should, and I should just hope for that, because it won't. And getting to grips with the fact that at the end of the day, they can't take that space between my two, the sides of my head, that is my own. I don't care what happens at work, what happens to my dreams, what happens with what I'm stressed about for tomorrow's world, that cannot be taken from me. What happens, happens, and I'm in complete control of that space in between my brain. And all the joy that can just be derived from that simple thought and remembering that, because we don't want to be remembered. We don't want to remind ourselves of that, rather. We want to just zone out. Look at Snapchat, look at the Candy Crush, look at the iPhone, all right? Not that I'm saying that I don't do those things as well sometimes and go into just mental breaks, and we do need that, but there's a difference. And the world is attacking that. And thus, men, we go MGTOW so that we can remove that which tells us you cannot think that way. You cannot be free unless I let you. So today, I'm going to deliver this all-important message in my own brain, and I'm going to put forth a potluck of my own thoughts on negativity, this idea of the mountain, and negativity thrown out there and thrown out into the ether, so to speak, from women in relationships towards the men that are trying to be positive in those relationships. So we all need that mountain in our life. This past week, I was doing a little guest speaking at a nearby university. I was just generally speaking about the field I work in, how to build a resume for it, how to take advantage of opportunities. And I came across this thought being compelled to speak about the mountains that we need in life. And if there's no mountain in our view, and all that we see is pasture, it's flat, it's a rolling hill that goes off into the sunset, then there really is no threat for the moment. There's no real threat to improve. There's no pressure to do so. And I'm not saying that these mountains don't exist in our world at all. Rather, it's a little bit of a different form. That mountain that normally could just be scaled, that we could look at and really see tangible progress being made as we went up that mountain on down the other side, that mountain has been hit, and it is more of an asteroid field now. Especially when I look at millennials, those that I was speaking to, the disenchanted group, they see it, and there's just this asteroid field around them. They're not climbing anything. Rather, these asteroids are just zooming in and out of view, and they're trying to avoid the asteroids, all the while just keep the ship going. So many people get to this crossroads, and they will choose that which is accessible as they look out towards that asteroid field. It's not a concrete path. So the various drugs of choice in our world, literally and figuratively, they go to them. Some go into the escapism of relationships, and in all honesty, people actually get into relationships and eventually get married because of this. And in fact, I think that if many people reflected on why they got married, they would see that, you know, my life was boring at the time. I just thought it was practical. I thought it was decorum. You know, I wanted to get rid of that boredom, so this is what I did. And that's far from a good reason. And let's face it, if many people had a mountain to climb, they would have that purpose, and they would not choose something they normally wouldn't choose. So what is your mountain? Have a mountain. And in MGTOW, we're all trying to scale our mountains every day. And the problem right here is that there really aren't as many mountains anymore. We see some of the greatest empires in history go down because they didn't have the daily pressures and those constraints that actually allowed them to build, that allowed them to innovate, and constraints build the creativity. We know that. And also, it's one of the reasons why first-generation immigrants often were the most prosperous. There is no immediate push to go forth in many people's lives today, and thus we don't. And there really are only two organic paths in life, construction or destruction, and if you're not constructing, you're doing the opposite. And now, if we apply this to the individual, technology has automated tasks for us that we normally had to take care of each day. Each day was comprised of 90% of work that needed to be done and performed for the sake of surviving. And when survival is on the other end of all your actions, you're always going to find purpose in it. You're always going to find some satisfaction, some contentment, some peace. And that's why the happiness of first and third world countries isn't vastly in favor of the first world nations. Instead, we live in the iPhone and supermarket society, the highly artificial world, and we don't need to have those natural mountains. Instead, in order to find contentment and purpose, we're trying to create artificial mountains, and I think that is okay. And what can be done? So I built my mountain, and during June of 2017, I was starting this YouTube channel with that mountain in mind. But the world that we're leaving doesn't find value in our mountains, and those are the people that we need to discard. And along this thought, and I mentioned this, is this idea of the idolatry given towards negativity. And many men in relationships think back on relationships, and they were the bastion of positivity in that relationship, one that was so negative. And one of the seminal moments in me saying goodbye to the plantation is this moment. I was making an effort to console my ex at the time. I was so tired. I was stressed out about my own problems in life. I was delirious and fatigued and myself pretty distraught. But trying to keep my mountain in sight, I tried to be encouraging and positive. I was emphasizing that things would improve and soon this would be a distant memory. And what I got in return is the all too common, "Can't you just be negative for once?" You know, I don't really remember events very well. I tend to remember faces and numbers. Not events in their specific, but which bothers me for the sake of this channel at times, but this, I could not forget this moment. All right, if I cannot be positive and try to just look for what can be done in the moment, then I can't have anything. I can't have my thoughts. Because actions and the results from them really only originate from the ability to control your thoughts and choose the right ones. And this is common. Today, people see their misery and they don't actually want to let go of it. They just hold on to it. They clench it tighter than they've ever grabbed onto something before. Because it's easy to get misery. It takes one choice to get misery and five often to get to where you want to be. And they see misery and they try to implant it into the minds and hearts of those that they give off love towards and care about. And that too is what happens in relationships involving so many of these women. And so many men, they break their backs going for them and they just don't understand. Where's the reciprocity here? Those women will take any opportunity to suck and take the light, and they want the dark, and they want to see the dark seep into the veins of that which they suck and bite into and take from. And they go around stalking and love bombing at the beginning, only to state that you try too hard to do well and that you care too much about life and the repercussions of your actions, and why don't you just kick your shoes off and be negative for once. And their joy is in your misery, because it's easier to choose misery than to do five things that it takes to get that which you truly want, as I said. And they posit that it's cool to do that. So, man, I just needed to get this off my chest today and go into the weekend positive. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm putting an ebook together of MGTOW testimonials, how you came to MGTOW, and what the philosophy has done to benefit your life. If you want to be a part of that, you can email me at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.